Good morning and welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be focusing on the 35th Perek, Perek Lamed Hei of Sefer Yeshayahu. It is a short Perek of only 10 Psukim, very, very hopeful Perek, a Perek which is something which gives us great amounts of aspiration, optimism when we look at this through our long galus, our long exile. So the Perek already describes a few aspects. Over here, Yeshayahu first turns to the land of Israel itself, and he says, Yisusun midbar v'tziyah, that the desert itself rejoice, v'togel arava v'tifrach chavatzeles, that the desert is going to rejoice in new life. All the dry climates will flourish and turn fertile again. That's the first idea. When heimo yiru kavod Hashem hadar elokeinu, when Hashem returns to them, that's when this will all happen. That's the first moment of the parak. Then Yeshayahu says, it's really Hashem. Hashem says, Chazku yodayim rafois ubirkaim koshlos ametsu. Strengthen the hands, strengthen the weak hands and the buckling knees. Ametsu, give them strength. Imru limnahare lev chizku al tiro. Don't worry. Hinei Hashem elokeichem nokom yavoi. Hashem's going to come back in vengeance. Hashem is coming. Who's he talking to? The Mefarshim, Rashi, Malbim, Mitzuras all point out, Hashem is turning to the prophets to say, give chizuk to the nation of Israel, who all feel terribly abandoned, who all feel terribly at a loss. And it describes how Hashem, when Hashem does come, Hashem will open the eyes of the blind, will open the ears of those who are deaf. Those who are lame will be able to dance, Taron, Lashoni, lame, and they will be able, those who are mute, will be able to speak. Why? The desert is given forth once again to fertile growth. This is what's happening over here. And in that desert, there'll be this road. What will be unique about this road is that there will no tamei, no impure, nor no lion, even the hardiest of beasts will not enter this road, because on that road will walk the ge'ulim. V'holchu ge'ulim. Those who are redeemed will walk up that road to their full redemption. This is what it's referring to. And finally, the parak closes, Ufduyei Hashem Yeshuvun Uvau Tzion Birina. And the redeemed of Yeshurun will return to Zion in rejoicing. The Simchas Olam, unprecedented, eternal joy will be. Al Reshom on their heads, V'soslam V'simcho Yasigu, that will attain great levels of euphoria, V'nosul Yogon V'anacho, and the sadness and the groaning will cease to exist. And this ends the pasuk. The parak, of course, is a famous song. Just a few things to focus on over here. It seems that the symbol of redemption itself is to be expressed in the land, which makes sense. In fact, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzariches Amud Aleph, on the 98a, tells us that in the name of Rabbi Abba, Ein lecho keitz megula mizeh. There is no better, there is no more explicit sign of the redemption than this, which is Va'atem Hare Yisrael Anfeichem Titnu Piriachem Tisol Ami Yisrael, Pasuk in Yecheskel, which we'll get to soon. We're talking about how when the land will return to its people, when it will allow back the flourishing. And Rabbi Eliezer says, Af Mizesh Neemar Ki Lifnei Hayomim Ha'ahem Schar Ha'adam Lo Niya Schar Behema Neenu V'liyosei V'lovo Ein Shalom Minatzar. Quoting a Pasuk in Zechariah, which expresses the same idea. In fact, in 1881, in the famous book, printed in 1867, Mark Twain, in his book Innocents Abroad, when visiting the land of Palestine at the time, described it as, to quote, a desolate country whose soil is rich enough by giving over wholly to weed a silent, mournful expanse. The desolation is here that not even the imagination can grace with the pomp of life and action. We never saw a human being on the whole route. There was hardly a tree or shrub anywhere. Even the olive and the cactus, whose fast friends of the worthless soil, had almost deserted the country. That is Mark Twain talking 150 years ago about the land of Israel and when he visited the Holy Land. It's fascinating today to look at, when you look at the articles that are written today about what is going on, there are immeasurable impacts that Israel has had on the world agricultural today. Examples, the drip irrigation, of course, we know famously is Israel not wasting water. But even more than that, there are many other systems, grain cocoons which Israel created, biological pest control, not regular pesticides, dairy farming, the SAE Afrikim is one of the 10 Israeli companies involved in a 5-year project in Vietnam to implement every aspect of a vast $500 million dairy farm project. It's the largest project of the kind in this world. The operation will encompass 30,000 cows, 12 state-of-the-art mega dairies, and a milk processing plant supplying 300 million liters per year. Just to give you a sense of what Israel, that's exporting its agriculture. Then there are other things that Israel is doing. They've developed a potato which can be strains of potato which can thrive in hot climates and be irrigated by salt water, squeezing every drop from the air. We'll call it that. This is cloud farming, being able to remove the air, the moisture in the air to farm, crop protection, fishing in the desert, reintroducing carp to Africa, starting to food from greenhouse gases. These are some of the most recent innovations that Israel has had. Has become, become an agricultural powerhouse. We are witnessing history. We are witnessing this Nevuah in action as the desert turns, in fact, back to its the beautiful, fertile land. If you look at the pictures in space shot 3 years ago, 2015, you can see the land of Israel. It's almost, its boundaries are almost entirely green because of its accomplishments. The Malbim points out that the people that the prophets need to address in this parak are people who have given up hope in one of three ways. Either people gave up hope because they were in a state of yush and they could not act anymore. They were just physically not able to. There were those people who wanted to serve Hashem, but the golus impeded them. There was always things going on that stopped them. There were always troubles and difficulties in life because of living in a state of golus, which prevented them. And those who ideologically wanted to serve Hashem, but ultimately were not able to, because they just saw that the golus keeps on going and going and going, and they basically gave up hope. It's to these people HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses and says, you will see, just as the land flourishes, so too I'll give you a path to return. We should be those people, we should be on that path. God willing, be mayor of your men. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.